Redemption Accomplished and Applied, Part 1, Session 9. 再次救赎启恩，第一部分，第九章。Number 3, or the third specific category under obedience, reconciliation. 第三个概念，就是在顺服之下的第三个特定的概念。使人和好，或者说上帝与人和好。Propitiation places in the focus of attention the wrath of God and the divine provision for the removal of that wrath. 挽回祭的焦点乃是上帝的愤怒和上帝如何提供的方法来除掉这个愤怒。Reconciliation places in the focus of attention our alienation from God and the divine method of restoring us to his favor.使人和好这个工作呢的焦点乃是我们与神的隔离，还有上帝所用的方法使我们恢复到领受他的恩宠。 Obviously, these two aspects of the work of Christ are closely related. 很明显的，耶稣基督的大功的这两个层面是有很密切的关系的。But the distinction is important. 但是他们之间的区分是重要的。Only by observing the distinction can we discover the richness of the divine. Only by observing the distinction can we discover the riches of the divine provision to meet the necessities of our manifold need. 我们必须要观察到这些区分，才能够发现上帝所提供的是那么的丰富。来供应给我们多方面的需要。Reconciliation presupposes disrupted relations between God and man. 使人和好的大功背后的前提就是上帝与人之间的关系破裂了。It implies enmity and alienation. 这个意味着敌意和分离。This alienation is twofold. 这个分离是两方面的。Our alienation from God, 我们离开神。And God's alienation from us, 还有上帝与我们分离。The cause of the alienation is, of course, our sin. 这个分离的原因当然就是我们的罪。But the alienation consists not only in our unholy enmity against God. 但这个分离呢它不单单是在于我们不圣洁的抵挡神的敌意 but also in God's holy alienation from us, 它也在于上帝圣洁的与我们分离。Our iniquities have separated between us and our God, and our sins have hid his face. 我们的罪孽使我们与上帝分离，我们的诸多的罪使他的面容隐藏起来。Confirm, refer to Isaiah 59 verse 2, 参考以赛亚书第59章第二节。以赛亚书59章第二节。但你们的罪孽使你们与上帝隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。If we disassociate from the word enmity as applied to God, everything of the nature of malice and malignity, we may properly speak of this alienation on the part of God as his holy enmity toward us.
我们可以很正确地说上帝这边的分离就是他圣洁地向我们表达敌意。只要有个条件，我们要从敌意 enmity 这个字呢就当我们讲敌意这个字是指上帝的时候呢，我们也把这个字本身一些的意思要挪走。什么意思呢？就是恶意和恶毒 malice 恶意恶毒。假如这个敌意没有这个恶毒的话呢，我们可以说上帝对我们是有 enmity 有敌意的。
It is this alienation that the reconciliation contemplates and removes.
耶稣基督的使上帝与人和好的大功，就是够想到这方面的上帝与人的分离，也恰恰就是耶稣基督使上帝与人和好的大功除掉这个分离。
We might be ready to think that the reconciliation terminates not only God's holy enmity against us, but upon our unholy enmity toward Him.
我们很多时候很可能以为呢，符合这个字呢，不单单是指上帝圣洁向我们表达的敌意，符合也是除掉我们不圣洁的对上帝的敌意。那我先解释一下，下面呢牧理会花很长的篇幅解释，不是在讲我们对上帝的敌意，或者我们与神分离。假如是的话，很多经文是解不通的。好，我们继续看。
Our English word would quite readily create this impression.
英文这个字符合 reconciliation 这个字呢，很容易产生这种的印象。
This notion, furthermore, would appear to be supported by the usage of the New Testament itself.
我们很可能认为呢，新约圣经用符合这个字呢，是支持这种的看法的，就是说我们人与神和好，我们人与上帝有敌意，所以现在我与神和好。
It is never said in so many words that God is reconciled to us.
圣经没有直接明说上帝与我们和好，
but rather that we are reconciled to God.
那是说我们与神和好。
Romans 5:10 and verse 11, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20.
罗马书第五章第十节和第十一节，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着上帝的儿子的死得与上帝和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。不但如此，我们既借着我们主耶稣基督得与上帝和好，也就借着他以上帝为乐。另外一处就是哥林多后书第五章第二十节，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像上帝接我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与上帝和好。
And when the active voice is used, God is spoken of as reconciling us to himself.
当圣经用主动式的时候，就说到上帝使我们向他和好。
2 Corinthians 5:18 and 19, Ephesians 2:16, Colossians 1:20-21,
哥林多后书第五章十八十九节，一切都是出于上帝，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是上帝在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。以弗所书第二章第十六节，
Ephesians 2:16，
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架是两下归为一体，与上帝和好了。哥罗西书第一章二十和二十一节，
Colossians 1:20-21，
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有无论是地上的天上的都与自己和好了。英文是说，牧理是说，
God reconciling us to himself，
上帝使我们向他与他和好。
This would seem to clinch the argument that the reconciliation terminates upon our enmity against God and not upon his holy alienation from us.
这里就好像给我们一个这里就好像给我们一个毫无疑问的一个的论点或者是一个论据，就是说和好符合就是使我们与对上帝的敌意结束，而不是在讲 使上帝圣洁向我们的敌意结束。
And so it has been maintained that,
所以呢，就有神学家这样的坚持。
When the reconciliation is conceived as action on the part of God,
当符合是上帝的作为的时候呢，
it is that which God has done to turn our enmity into love.
上帝所做的和好大功就是上帝使我们的敌意转为爱。
And when it is conceived as result,
而当我们讲到上帝的符合大功是复合大功的结果的时候呢，
It is the putting away of our enmity against God.
是上帝除去了我们向他的敌意。
Consequently,
这个是错的啊。
Consequently, the reconciliation has been construed as consisting in that which God has done so that our enmity may be removed.
因此呢，复合是这样解释了。复合就在于上帝所做的大功，好叫我们向他的敌意被挪去。
In a word, 简言之, the thought is focused on our enmity.
焦点是讲我们的敌意。
And the doctrine of reconciliation is constructed in these terms.
符合的教义是根据这些的细节来解释的。
When we examine the scripture more closely,
但是当我们更谨慎的探讨, 但是当我们更谨慎的是研究圣经的时候呢，
We shall find the reverse to be the case.
我们会发觉事实恰恰是相反的。
It is not our enmity against God that comes into the forefront in the reconciliation.
符合大功里面所凸显的不是我们抵挡上帝的敌意，
But God's alienation from us,
乃是上帝与我们隔绝分离。
This alienation on the part of God,
上帝那边的隔绝上帝面的分离呢
arises indeed from our sin
肯定是因为我们的罪而产生的
It is our sin that evokes this reaction of his holiness
就是因为我们的罪引发出他圣洁的反应
But it is God's alienation from us that is brought into the foreground whether that reconciliation is viewed as action or result
但是不论我们讲的符合是上帝的作为还是符合的结果的时候，符合呢是突出了上帝与我们分离这个事实的。
It is instructive in this regard to examine a few instances of the occurrence of the word reconcile in the New Testament.
当我们考虑到这点的时候，我们去研究有几段的经文在新约里面的 reconcile 使人和好，使之和好呢是。用过的，这样子是对我们很有帮助的。
These instances apply to the use of the word in human relations.
那这些的经文用上 reconcile 这个动词呢，都是在讲人与人之间的关系的。
The first is Matthew 5:23-24.
第一段经文呢，就是马太福音第五章23-24节。马太福音五章。23-24节
If therefore thou offerest thy gift at the altar, and there remembereth, if therefore thou offerest thy gift at the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath something against thee, leave thee thy gift before the altar, and go thy way, first be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift.
马太五章二十三、二十四节，所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。你同告你的对头还在路上，就赶紧与他和稀，恐怕他把你送给审判官，审判官交付。衙役你就下在监里了。
Here it is the meaning of the imperative, be reconciled to thy brother, that is our present interest.
在这段经文我们目前所关注的是耶稣这个的吩咐的意思，就是说耶稣说 同弟兄和好,
be reconciled to thy brother. The following observations require to be mentioned.
我们必须要提出下列一些的观察, 有A, B, C 三方面的观察。
Observation A,
第一个观察,
it is not assumed or suggested that the worshipper who is offering his gift at the altar entertains any malice or enmity in his heart against the brother to whom he is to be reconciled.
这里并没有假设, 也没有暗示说, 这位在祭坛上献祭的敬拜者呢, 他在心里面对他的弟兄存什么样的恶意或者敌意, 就是说他要同这位弟兄, 和好, 但是圣经并没有说他心里面存什么敌意。
That might be, or it might not be.
可能有, 可能没有。
But there is no intrusion of such a factor into the situation.
但是呢, 并没有这样的因素介入到这个情况里面的。
The factor that is given as the reason for the interruption in act of worship is simply,
是什么一个因素, 因此呢, 敬拜献祭这个行动要终止呢? 这个原因是什么呢?
It's simply that there is alienation.
很简单, 这个原因就是, 两个人之间有分离。
Something has entered into the relations of the two persons.
两个人之间的关系有一些的事情介入了, which the person called the brother considered to be a grievance. 这件事,这个因素呢, 那位被称为弟兄那个人呢, 认为是他怀怨的一个的不满一件事,
grievance.
Against the person bringing the gift to the altar, 是他抱这个献祭这个人的不满。
Something which the former considers to be a culpable breach of harmonious relations on the part of the latter.
而这位的称为弟兄这个人呢, 认为这件事情呢, 是有罪的。 这个献祭者呢, 就破坏了两个人之间的和谐的关系的。 这里要讲的是耶稣所讲的这个和你弟兄和好呢, 抱怨的是那个弟兄, 不是那个敬拜者, 不是那个献祭的人。
B, 第二方面的观察, Observation B. It is probably assumed in this case that the worshipper has done something to wrong the other brother, that he is guilty of some misdemeanor or breach of love.
这个个案里面所假设的很可能是这个敬拜献祭的人呢，可能做了什么事情得罪了另外那位的弟兄，也就是说呢，他可能犯了什么的罪，或者说违反了爱的诫命，这方面他是有罪的。However,
this is not absolutely necessary.
但是这个并不是绝对必须要有的那个的解释。
And whether this be true or not, 不论事实是否如此, we have to take account of the fact that what the worshipper is commanded to do, he's required to do, irrespective of the justice or the injustice of the brother's thought and judgment.
不论这个敬拜者有没有做错事啊, 我们必须要考虑到一件事, 就是这位敬拜者呢, 耶稣吩咐这个敬拜者去做的事呢, 他必须去做, 不论他的弟兄的思想和判断是正直的还是不正直的。
C, 第三个观察, Observation C. What the worshipper is commanded to do is to be reconciled to the brother.
这位敬拜者, 耶稣对这个敬拜者吩咐的, 他必须要做的, 就是和他的弟兄和好。
The command, be reconciled, does not mean put away your enmity or malice.
与他和好, 的意思并不是说你要除去你自己的恶意或者是敌意, 不是的。
He is not assumed to entertain any malice.
耶稣并没有假设这个敬拜者心存怎么样的恶意。
Besides, if that is what he is commanded to do,
不但如此, 假如耶稣所吩咐他做的就是这样, 的事情，就是除去你的敌意的话呢？ He would not need to leave the altar to do it. 他不需要离开祭坛才能够做得到、啊、除去他的恶意嘛。He would not be a better place than in a sanctuary if what he is required to do is to repent and put away his goodwill. 假如耶稣要求他做的就是要悔改，要除去他的恶毒的恶意的话，他在圣所上，他在圣所里面没有地方比这个地方更好一个地方去做悔改和除去敌意的事情了。What the worshiper is commanded to do is something quite different. 耶稣吩咐这献祭者做的事情是完全另外一码事。He's required to leave the altar. 耶稣吩咐他要离开祭坛 to repair to his offended brother. 又跑到他的那位、弟兄，就是被冒犯的弟兄那里。And then to do something. 去那里去做什么事。What is it? 去做什么事啊？It is to remove the ground of estrangement or alienation on the part of the brother. 就是要除去这个弟兄与他分离的那个的理由。Put things right with the brother. 和他和稀。你要把与他的关系正常化。So that he will not have any reason for grievance. 好叫他没有理由向你抱怨或者怀怨。Do what is necessary so that there may be the resumption of harmonious relationship. 你做那些必须要做的事，好叫和谐的关系能够恢复。The reconciliation as act consists in the removal of the ground of disharmony. 复合这个动作就在于除去任何不和谐的理由。The reconciliation result, 第二，复合的结果 is the resumption of relations of harmony, understanding and peace. 就是恢复了和谐彼此理解和和平的关系。我先这里加一个注释 a footnote,、reconciliation as act, reconciliation as result. 复合这个字可以是指那个行动。或者可以指那个后果。It is all important to recognize, therefore, 因此呢，有一件事情就非常非常重要，我们必须要承认到 ，that what the worshipper takes into account in the act of reconciliation is the grievance entertained by the brother. 就是说，当这个敬拜者去做和好的工作的时候，他必须要考虑到的，就是他的弟兄。所怀的怨 grievance entertained. It is the frame of mind of the person to which, whom he is reconciled that he is to consider and not an enmity which he himself entertains. 他要考虑到的是那位弟兄，就是他要与他和好的这位弟兄，他心里面在想什么，而不是要考虑到他自己心里面在想什么， 有没有什么敌意。And if we use the word enmity, 假如我们用敌意 enmity 这个字呢， it is the enmity on the part of the offended brother that is brought into the forefront of thought and consideration. 我们要考虑到的，要突出的，在这个思想里面要考虑到的，要突出的，乃是这个被触怒的那个弟兄的敌意。In other words, it is the against entertained by the offended brother that reconciliation has in view. 就是说呢，复合的工作所考虑到的是那位被触怒的抱怨的弟兄，他的那个 against， 他是抱什么怨 ？against the reconciliation effects a removal of this against， 复合的工作的结果就是这种的敌意，这个 against 就除掉了。我们下一讲继续讲 reconciliation， 上帝与我们和好。